Michael Bradley, give folks a sense. He's playing at Roma right now. Is he the second best American player on the planet behind Clint Dempsey? Is he the third best? Where do you rate him before we even get into his potential impact here? Because he's in his – Tofoe's not in his prime. But yeah. Bradley certainly is. How good an American player is he for the team that will go to Brazil this summer?
He might be the best American, quite frankly. Dempsey's maybe the greatest of all time, but he's very much, I think on the downward spiral, still a very good player. But Bradley, you mentioned, 26 years old, played a really important role last year with Roma in the Italian Serie A. Now this year, not quite as much, still gets some minutes though, but obviously being phased out with some really big signings over there. But this guy is a very good player, a very good midfielder, great leader, great character guy, as they say. But, on the field, he's a destroyer. He's what this team's been missing from day one. This is a huge, huge transfer. And for me, I tell you, it may not be the biggest move in MLS history, but it might be the most important, because you're getting essentially a star player very much in his prime, maybe before his prime. He's 26 years old. And to see these Americans come back to MLS, it gives so much more, I think, credibility to this league, and shows that they are now players and there is money to be spent, for very big name players. I think it's an incredibly important move for MLS, and especially Toronto FC.
So, James, I mean, everyone's trying to quantify it, and maybe nobody has the answer yet because, the team has been so bad for so long. But with the Bradley, with the even the Dwayne Desario today and the Defoe, what does it all mean? I mean, it is a league. Because it's not the best league in the world, you can rebuild a team or change the face of it quite quickly. But what impact does it have going into next season?
Well, they might win the World Cup this year. Saying it right now. I'm joking.
I don't like the draw.
No, you know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. And honestly, you can turn around a poor team and make it a very good team very quickly. I think this is going to be a completely transformed team on the field. If you look at last season, yes, it was a very bad year. They didn't win very many games. But look at the scores. They weren't blown away in many games. They were pretty tight games. Defensively, they were pretty well organized by Ryan Nelson. And the biggest issue was obviously, maintaining leads or tie games late in games, but also scoring goals. And they've addressed that big time this offseason. So I think this team can turn it around completely. They'll probably say, first year, the playoffs are the goal. But in this league, we saw in the playoffs, get to the big show and anything can happen. So I think with these moves, honestly, this could be a contending team this season. I really believe that. They might need some reinforcements at the back. They did bring in Justin Morrow, who's a good left back, an experienced left back, very much in his prime. Center backs, Caldwell's very, very good. The guy beside him, Daniel Henry, a young guy. Perhaps there might be some issues there. But overall, you look at this team, and with Dero maybe coming off the bench, maybe starting, we'll find out today when we ask Ryan Nelson what his role will be. But with Gilberto, with Defoe, with Bradley, this is a very good-looking team now suddenly. And in this league, a very good team can win it.
James Sharman, our guest, host of Soccer Central on Sportsnet World. Let me ask you about Defoe, because I don't like the Thierry Henry comparison. Some people have made it. Henry was 33 when he came over. Defoe was about to turn 32. But you watch the games. You watch them more than I do. Defoe was never as good as Henry from a domestic perspective with Spurs v. Arsenal, and certainly not from an international perspective as well for England. This is he's Henry light, if anything, yet he's going to be better than what they have. That's the point.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, listen, Henry and Defoe, different class. Sorry.
Yeah.
Henry's one of the greats of all time. Defoe, though, is a very good goal scorer, and he's proven that. But obviously the last couple of years he's been the outs at Spurs, especially this season. But he's a goal scorer, pure and simple. And he's 31, but he hasn't played much the last couple of years. So he could be a pretty fresh 31, although in his past he's had a number of injuries which may have slowed him down, and he's very much a player that's based on a lot of pace and speed. But I think in this league he'll be outstanding. Now, I know Carl Kelly wrote yesterday in the Star that, behind the scenes, TFC are expecting and hoping 30, maybe 40 goals. Well, that might be a big stretch. I mean, come on. That's an enormous goal.
How many are going to go in off his? Yeah, how many are going to go in off his back?
Yeah, exactly. There's a players around him, right? Someone's got to put the ball on his foot, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's a great signing, and he's 31. He's at the end of his prime, perhaps, but I think he'll be a very clever signing, a very good signing, and will score, health pending, a lot of goals.
40 seconds, Premier League. I got to get it in. What fascinates you more? Who will win the title or where United will finish? They're seventh right now.
Yeah, you know what? I still think they're going to finish top four. You know, I look at their, you know, their team right now, and there's obvious weaknesses, and Fergie knew what he was doing. But this is a huge transition, right, going from the man who was at the helm for 27 years to a new manager with holes in the team. He's had one transfer window so far to fix this thing. It's going to take a while. Right now they're seventh. They're not far off fourth. And I think they will spend this January, and they'll end up, as usual, top four. And they'll be forced, I think, to watch their mates across the city there, Man City, finishing in top place. But you're right. I think that's probably more interesting than who's going to win it, because I really believe it's going to be Man City this year. But, boy, I tell you what, if you're not a Man United fan, you're sure enjoying this
right now. It's lovely. It's like the Yankees missing the playoffs and Man United being, like, you know.
It's so rare. I see their fans in the stands each week, and I say, oh, are you kidding me? Like, give me a break. You've won how many trophies in the last 27 years? Go away. Stop crying. You'll be fine.